Now, those are steak steakers should be coming out soon.
Okay.
All
right.
Should be ready.
Sure?
Sure.
Is it worth the charter to read it on? Something to try. I recommend, maybe you want to start with like a quality of hours or so. If the first call is okay, then it's like, I forgot, the Gimel to Tet, it's like, it's very, very difficult. But whatever, I'll show you.
You do the Kitzur.
Kitzur's
part of
the Kitzur. Misha says the first part of Kulin that Shochet the Shabbos Kitzur Kshera. There's a whole complicated sugya about in terms of the nice Shabbos angle of the sugya. The person cooks on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. So what does Misha mean you're allowed to eat it? Does it mean you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos? Yeah, Shabbos, that's a Masechta Shabbos topic. We're not going to talk about that right now. We want to talk about the Shechita angle of this Mishnah, which is a question that Rabbi Yishon bothered with. Hashechit b'Shabbos k'tosik k'sheira, and if a person is Hashechit b'Shabbos, so he by definition is a Mumma l'chal Shabbos. So he's a Mumma l'chal Shabbos. Typically that a Shechita is going to be possible al Shechita's Mumma, because the Gemara says in the beginning of that, Shmuel Nevdala, the Gemara says that l'chal Shabbos for Hesia, there's Dino Ka'akam vis-a-vis the Shechita, whether it's really Dino Ka'akam in Torah, but Rabbanah, that we threw around a little bit in the previous shiurim. But halacha ma'aseh, a person is mumma l'chal Shabbos, so it's about the shechita is going to be possible. That's the premise of all the of this kashya, all the rishonim asked. So the emphasis is before you even look at the terutzim of the rishonim, would I even bother with this kashya? I never would even bother this guy. Who says this is b'feres? Yeah, that maybe the guy's shochet b'tzinim. I know what the halacha is, so I don't know why the rishonim are like so tzitz about this kashya. But whatever, all the rishonim assume that it's a kashya, so it's a kashya. So we're going to work with the assumption it's a kashya. So Tosis writes in different places, different nuances to a Teretz discussion. So one place, Tosis gives the impression, Tosis in Kulin gives the impression that the word mumar has a very specific connotation in halacha. It means like a guy was a rabba makach. It means a guy was constantly doing an avera. The guy pulls in, does an avera once, even an avera as serious as Kol Shabbos for Hesia, but if it's only a one-time thing, or two-time thing, or three-time thing, I don't know where you draw the line, a couple of times, that's not considered to be a mumma. He's a Kol Shabbos, but we'll give him skila, but that's not considered to be a mumma l'chal as a Shabbos. The place is in one place, gives the impression that that's the reason why Hashayla b'Shabbos chitaso is k'sheira, is because he's not a mumma. So the Pashas and the Tosis from some of the rise that Tosis brings, it's clear that way. The Tosis didn't mean to say that he becomes a mumma at the end of the Shechita, in contrast to the beginning of the Shechita. We'll see in a minute other Rishonim say that. But Tosis, by us, doesn't say that. Tosis gives the impression that the person doesn't become a mumma even the second time around, or maybe even the third time around, until he becomes a mukhsat l'kaf, whatever that definition Tosis gives you hanging, what's considered to be mukhsat l'kaf, but clearly tells us the differentiation between in the chal shabbos for Hesia in contrast to a mumma l'chal shabbos for Hesia. But Tosis in Sanhedrin doesn't say that. What Tosis in Sanhedrin says, a person becomes a mumma l'chal shabbos even with one aveir of chal shabbos, but you only become a mumar after the avera is over. You don't say gita v'yad above gechad shkitasu mumusa, whatever the word is. Well, gechad means the person is only labeled up he didn't a mumar after the avera is complete. So that idea that Tosis develops appears in other rishonim also. And the Ran is ma'arich a little bit on this. This idea that a person doesn't become a mumar until after the shkita is over. So the Ran says he thinks he has a Gemara that supports this idea. That's a Gemara later on in Masechet Chulam. The Mishnah, the Gemara talks about the din of Osov Yasbino. It was a Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon vis-a-vis Osov Yasbino. But let's say a person shechts an animal, it turns out to be a treifa. So is that considered to be a violation of Osov Yasbino? Let's say he shechts the mother, whatever, the mother of the baby. And one of the shechitas is considered to be a treifa. So Rabbi Shimon had a special Zeres Takosov, that's not considered to be Osov Yasbino, because that's not called a shechita. Even though it's true, according to Rabbi Shimon, it is mitam in the veil. Everybody agrees to that. That's a Mishnah and the fourth paragraph of Kulin. Everybody agrees to that. But Abba Bichay, Rabbi Shimon has a special Gzeres HaKosa that whenever the Torah formulates a din of Shechita, so it has to be a Shechita Haru'uya. Shechita Haru'uya Shema Shechita. Shechita She'en Ru'uya Lo Shema Shechita. Shechita that can't be matzah, the animal, the achila, so it's not considered to be an acceptable Shechita for all Hilchos Shechita in the Torah. So what does that mean, all Hilchos Shechita? So one of those Hilchos Shechita is Osov Yasbino. Another one is perhaps Kisi Adam. The only chayv in Kisi Adam if you do a Shechita. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you shecht an animal, it turns out to be shecht a bird or a chayv, it turns out to be a treifa. So you wouldn't be chayv in Kisi Adam. And then the famous application of Rabbi Shimon's din which is what most Yeshiva Bacharim know it from. Most people don't learn it from the fourth paragraph of Chulin or the sixth paragraph of Chulin. Most Yeshiva Bacharim know it from the seventh paragraph of Baba Kama. That's the kind of Chiyuv Da'al Behei that the Torah says with Tuvacha or Bacharo. So also there's a bit of Shechita that if a person steals an animal and shoots it, so he's not trying to pay Da'al Behei, only if he shefts it. So the Mishnah says, a Shechim is not Labi Yadoysel, ain't a Chayyab Da'al Behei, because that's like shooting the animal. What if you shech the animal turns out to be a trade? But that's a machlek is Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan. So the Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan has this machlek is not across the Kala Tarakula. Whenever there's like some new superimposed bit of shechita, we're not talking about whether it's a trade for the veil, we're talking about some new avach of shechita cool. Shechita is all, there's a misrach also being spread over shechita, or the shechita is a machayev in kisi adam, or shechita is a machayev in paying down on the head. So what's considered to be a shechita for all of these halachas? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be a shechita ru'i, and according to Rabban, it's a shechita she'ein ru'i. So in the middle of this discussion, the Gemara says, what would the halacha be if a person shechts an animal, the avodah zara, would he be chayiv on losovias bino or not? So according to Rabbi Shimon, clearly not. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as it's not a shechita ru'i, if there's any iser achil that's superimposed on this behema, so that's mafkia all the din of shechita. So who are din? I mean, the isra of tikrovus of a dazar, the shech animal, the avodah zara. Everybody agrees you can't eat this animal now. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's like shech din in satreifa. So there wouldn't be a chiyuv of osel b'yizbina. But according to the Rabbanon, who hold that shech din in satreifa would be chayv of osel b'yizbina. Who are din? A shech of the avodah zara would be potentially chayv of osel b'yizbina. That's the way the Gemara presents itself in the fifth paragraph of the Maseches Chulin. So comes the Ran. In the first paragraph of Chulin, he says, well, wait a second, how can that be that a shochet l'avodah zara, according to the Rabban, is chayav mishum osov yezbino? The Mishnah itself says, a shochet is not l'biyado, ain't a chayav mishum osov yezbino. Just as if you shoot an animal, so you're not chayav mishum osov yezbino, if you shecht an animal, and it turns out that's an avail, you goofed, you missed the simonim, so then you're also not chayav mishum osov yezbino. So comes the Ran and asks, even according to the Rabbanim who say that Shechita's Treifa is Chayav Rasav Yisbino, but Hashokha the Avodah Zarah should be fought, because Hashokha the Avodah Zarah take away that the Shech is considered to be a Mumar. So if the Shech is considered to be a Mumar, the Avodah Zarah, and here it's quite possible that you couldn't even give the Terek that Hachamim Ha'eskidim that it's B'Sheyeh, that it's B'Tzinah, because many of the Rishonim, probably most of the Rishonim hold, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's no Chiluk between the Ferhesia versus B'Tzinah. There's one day in Rishonim that says that you only become an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Mumar L'Kol Terekula, if you Ovid Avodah Zarah publicly. The same as the Din of Mechal Shaz for Farhesia, so to Avodah Zarah has to be for Farhesia. Those of the Rishonim don't seem to say that. But to say, Agav, why should that be so? Why should it be that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, so most of the Rishonim hold that you become a Mumar even B'Tzinah, when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, you only become a Mumar with Farhesia. What's the difference? So, the both are various skilas. It's the same chi of skila when you do it with sitting, you do it for hesia. So, why the chilik in terms of the din of mumar? So, I thought the pshat is based on the famous Rashi, beginning with Sefer Chulin. Rashi says, why is it that a gaius b'chal Shabbos is a mumar l'chal terakula? There are other areas of skila. Gaius bal nara hamba rasi is also chayv skila. It doesn't become a mumar l'chal terakula. So, what's unique about Shabbos that transforms a person to being a mumar l'chal terakula? So Rashi says, because he's kaifim and nice abrasius, and he's made ila kenesh baruch with lo bar ha'elam. Rashi says it's a lashon like that. So why? What does that mean? Because Shabbos is the teres eda. So shmir Shabbos is a public declaration in the sense that a kenesh baruch is the bar ha'elam, and chilul Shabbos is a public declaration that a kenesh baruch is not chashon the bar ha'elam. So it's that aspect of Shabbos that since Shabbos gufa is the teres eda. So that means public. That means it has to be a public statement. So an act of Chilul Shabbos in public is a fundamentally different type of an act of Chilul Shabbos than a Chilul Shabbos Betzina. A Chilul Shabbos Betzina is your personal, that's like eating treifas, that's your personal problem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a Chilul Shabbos Betzina is a different word. A Chilul Shabbos Betzina is a different Chal HaShem Aveira. It's an Aveira of HaGodes Eid HaShekhar against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same Kvira, whether you do it publicly or whether you do it privately. But Shabbos has that aspect, since Shabbos Shabbos is an oath, so Chilul Shabbos is an oath lehefek. I thought maybe that was the Bira Adam. But anyway, getting back to the story. So when it comes to Avodah Zarah, so most of Shabbos, even the Tzinner, is considered to be a Mumar L'Chol Terekula. So ask Sharan, how can the Gemara say, according to the Rabbanon, that Yechayev in Osobi as we know, for being Sheikhet to Avodah Zarah, typically it's like the veil, it's like a Sheikhet is not the other. So the Rabbanon says, you see, from here, what's the Yisrael? You say that davar is, and you don't become a movement until the Aveira is over. So Taka the Shechita is not really a apostle to the Shechita. It's also the achid. You can't eat this food because it's the crevice of a nizara. But the fact that you can't eat it, that's like shechitas treif, and that depends on the machlokes of Mishnah and the Rabbanon, whether you have an asal b'yosmano or not. That's the Ran's Yisrael. So you brought a raya from Avad Nizara to this Mishnah in Chur Lef Yidalad as well. But then the Ran says, no, maybe Yesh L'chalek. There was some Mishnahim who wanted to say the dinyan from Avad Nizara to Shams is not true. It could be that when it comes to Avad Nizara, a person tapa does not become a mover until the site Avera, whereas when it comes to Shabbos, maybe the person becomes a mover at the Tchilas Avera. Why should that be? So says the Rambam, what kind of svar is that? You only become a mover at the end. Like Mehecha Teis, you only become a mover at the end. So the answer is because you didn't really do the Avad Azara until the end. Because if your act of Avad Azara is to shaykh at the animal, so until you finish, you weren't really going where the Avoda. So you didn't do that act of Avad Azara. You didn't complete an act. The Gemara Shchitahu the Avoda. So the second that you put the knife to the animal's neck, you start to cut. So even though the shechita wasn't bleeding, yet, once you cause the animal to bleed, so then you're a mechal Shabbos. So once you're a mechal Shabbos, when you do the act of shechita, you're a mumash shechilas a Shabbos. So the Ran says, no, that's a terrible chiluch. He says that's a very, very bad chiluch. Why is that? He says bechilas Shabbos also you're not chayv until you finish the shechita. Why aren't you chayv for Shabbos when you finish the shechita? Because the fact that true, you caused the animal to bleed at the beginning, that's a makalke of that. You didn't gain, what do you gain? Just stop taking a knife and cutting an animal's neck. So that's derech kilkul. So the chamishna and Shabbos from a kalk of Turin. So you didn't really do it after Chil Shabbos yet. So the Neilam, the same way that we have the Svar Bev and Izara, that you don't become a mover until the end because you didn't do the Averi yet. Well, Dinam, you don't become a mover Chil Shabbos until the end because you didn't do the Averi yet. So the Ran had a potential chiluk between the two. And he's docha to dasa chokin. But the Yisai that the Ran is telling us is that you cannot become a mumu l'chal Shabbos with Rehesia until you finish the shechita, because it's only then that you really did the yisur of chal Shabbos. So this is the Ferish of Achalik Yisur Misham. The Ram and the Ferish of Mishnayas disagrees with the Ram. The Ramam says that in the Chinami, the person who shechts on Shabbos is a mumur, Rechalsa Shabbos. You know, he doesn't hold like Taisa says, you have to be a mumur a few times to be a mumur, and he doesn't even hold like the Ran, who says you don't become a mumur until the end. No such Ram, you have to do become a mumur even at the beginning. Aye, so why is the Mishnah says Shetosuk Sheira? So the Rambam says, I put my skin in it. That was a shaygeg. So I had the Gemara's whole discussion about that. It's a shaygeg, it's amazing. So the Rambam says, yeah, at the end of the day, it must be shaygeg. Because if we would say it would be amazing, then you would have you be in this pickle in terms of the person being a mumma l'chalas a Shabbos. So the Rambam asks on himself, so why is he considered to be a mumma at the beginning? After all, what malacha did he do? What aver did he do? So says the Rambam, he did the issur of causing an animal to bleed. Even though it's a makalkel, it's true, they call makalkel the turin, it doesn't matter, it doesn't mean that it's mutter. So the fact that you cause the animal to bleed, once you start the shlita, so you're already labeled as a mumma l'chal Shabbos for Hasid, you're doing it publicly, and now when the shlita sasimah takes place, so you're a mumma shashachat, so taka, who's been mazed, shlita sapsula. So there's a major machlokes here now between the Rambam and the Ran. What exactly is necessary to transform a person into being a mumma l'chal Shabbos for Hasid? So, there are really three different sheets. Taisa says you need a few times of doing Averis, but both the Ram and the Ran deny that. Both the Ram and the Ran say one real Geshmak act of Chil Shabbos will do the trick. The question is, what constitutes a Geshmak act of Chil Shabbos? So, according to the Ran, you require a Chil Shabbos Diaraisa, because it's called a Kalkulat Turin, so you have to do the Shkita. So, by the time you finish the Shkita is over already, so the Kanal Havi become possible. And according to the Rambam, know that even the smallest amount of Chil Shabbos, even a Chil Shabbos derabbanan, called Makapah Keturin, well, it's a derabbanan yesh. So the Rambam seems to hold that even a Chil Shabbos derabbanan can transform you into becoming a mumah l'chal Shabbos prefer hesed. So this is Rabbi Kenega's discovery. In that very long, or today I'm sure the entire Kenega did it then. The whole thing. Not the part that I put in Rambam Kenega, it's the whole thing. What? I just put it, I put the whole thing on, what did I put on? I put it half a line, huh?
No,
no, go to the next page. So it's 7 days. So it's 7 days. So what will it be there? Not long will it be there? It's that old big bee. What? I didn't put it on my clothes.
Oh,
you're
thinking of this one.
Yeah,
the one
that
the
script that's the blue bar. Oh, no, that's the no. Yeah, this big, giant one. Nobody read this. I'll take 16 Yishukhonos.
And
those Yishukhonos. Continuing from page 15, continuing from page 14. No, it's a few pages. It's a little more Gnek. A little kind of Gnek. So Gnek raises the following title. What's the name? What?
It's in the ones that Chas also.
bigger pen.
Okay. So Rav Kneir is the following shot. What's the din of a person becomes a mumar, a person does an avera derabanan? The guy's a real knocker, he does an avera derabanan for Hesia. He walks around carrying muksa for Hesia, screaming at everybody and be Michal Shabbos. The malachas? New malacha, only Issa muksa. So what's the difference? You become a mumar lechal Shabbos or not? What's the din if you do an avera derabanan? You become mumar lechal Shabbos. So Kivegas discovered in the middle of this whole discussion, this machlokes the Rambam in the Ran, and he says maybe that's exactly that's goofed in the kudas of machlokes. It's interesting. The place we have this in other places, the Be'alocha Lechus Tfilin quotes the same suffix I think from the Prima Gun, if I'm not mistaken, about there's a din that if a person is a goy, so a goy can't write Tfilin. I suppose that's the Taurus Kshira. So what's the din of a person is a mumar lechal Shabbos for Hesia? So he also can't write Tfilin. So the Ramacha quotes from the Prima Gun, what's the din of a person is a mumar to move muktz on Shabbos? He would never dream of doing a malacha. So he can't write Tfilin or not. So it's the same shadow that Kivegu has. So what's the din? Machlok Yisra'am and Iran. What should this shadow depend on? To the Pashtas, this shadow should depend on the following very basic question, which is as follows. How do we view Yisurim Derabanan? When the Chachamim come and say that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk. So what's Pshat? So it's Pshat that now chicken and milk is considered to be Hashem Basa B'chol of Derabanan. It's considered to be an Issa Basa B'chol. It's an Issa Prati. It's a specific Issa Basa B'chol. But we say no, there's a general klal that Yisurim Derabanan all fall under the same general heading called Bososim and Adavash Yimchayim in the small. But it's not that they were created a specific Isser of Bas B'chol of Derabanan. All the same is on Chil Shabbos. So do we say that? Do we say that Chil Shabbos, Derabanan is called the act of Chil Shabbos? The name of the Aver that you're doing is Chil Shabbos, albeit on the level of Derabanan. I'm not going to give you skila for it, but you're considered to be Hashem of Chil Shabbos. So do you say no? If the guy who eats Bishalakam, the guy who eats chicken and milk, the guy who moves Mukta, is all doing the same Aver. Yeah, the shame Aver that he's doing is the Aver of Los Sosa. In fact, it's considered to be an Issa Prat, it's considered to be an Issa Klal. So this is probably what Machlokes HaRishonim, this is what Rabbi Chanan quotes in Kutchus Divrei Sofer, from Ibn Chalik Beis of Kedich Yurim. He quotes from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim had a beer in the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, which is really just the Kudus of Machlokes. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim writes that although there's a din that in order for a person to qualify to be a Zachin Mamre, so he has to disagree with the Beis and Agon about some issue of Inissa Kares. Things that the Stam disagreeing about some, not such an important issue in Halach, having a Machlokes about Yalav Yom or something, so the guy's not going to become a Zachin Mamre for that. So he has a disagreement with the Beis and Agon, Bein Lekul, Bein Lechumra, about some kind of Inissa Kares, so then he will be subject potentially to a Zachin Mamre. So the Rambam gives you some examples, what's called Inissa Kares, and Machlokes and Luchas Nida, and Luchas Shabbos, and Luchas Chayla, and Luchas Chametz. And Machlokes and Luchas Chametz, that's in Dabar Shechayav, and Luchas Kares. So the Rambam is a Chiddush, and not only if you have Machlokes about some Shalom Chametz Deraisa, even if you have Machlokes about some Shalom Chametz Derabanan, the Marshal the Rambam says, Chametz in the sixth hour. So what would that Lacha be if the Beis and Agrabah says, you're not allowed to eat Chametz Midrabanan at 11:35, and the Zechid Amri says, no, we're not going to make this issue. There's no such issue. You're allowed to eat Chametz until Chatzel. So the Emes is that they're not really arguing about a Dover Sheyesh by Kares, because even if you eat it, at 11:35, you're not going to make Kares. So they said the Rabbanan anyway. So the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says that since Chametz has a shame, it's a Kares, even though the particular machlokes that they're having a dispute about is taka only in Issa Derabanan, the Rambam says it doesn't matter. That's called having a machlokes that a dover shechayavon alav kares, and the person will potentially be a zachin mamrim. It's interesting if you look at the Lashon Rambam. So the Rambam writes in the Chos Mamrim that if you have machlokes about chametz b'shashishes, that the Beis and the Rebbe says it's also in zachin mamrim says mutar, vice versa. That's called a zachin mamrim and a dover shechayavon of kares. So the implication of the Rambam would be that the Rambam gave the example Shashishis, which is the Yisra Derabanan. What about Shachamishis? Shachamishis is also awesome in Derabanan. We passed in like Rabbi Yehuda, not letting Chametz in the Shachamishis. So this is probably, this deal in the Lashon Rambam is probably a good support for the Brisker Rav. The Rav is a famous Kippur Torah, you know, Chos Chametz Matzah, that there are two aspects of the Yisra Derabanan of Chametz on Erev Pesach. That if you look in the Lashon Rambam, it's very meduyak, you know, Chos Chametz Matzah, that when the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to eat chametz in Erev Pesach in the morning, so they formulated two different things. They formulated it's a chametz derabanan, and that was chametz b'shashishes, and that before chatzos. And then they instituted as a siyam bi'alma, a din on the galva, that a person shouldn't eat this stuff that we're going to call chametz now, for now. You shouldn't eat this in the Shah Hamishis as well. But that's not called an Issa Chametz. How do you know that? So the Rav says, because they didn't want to make an Issa Hano at that point. So you can't have chametz that's mutter b'ano. That's a stira minei ubei. Chametz is a chepzer of Issa, which is also bein yechir ubei b'ano. So the formulation of the Tachanas Chamim was in the Shah Hamishis, that it's mutter b'ano, so then they can't call that a Issa Chametz. That's called a different Issa. That's called a Issa d'rabbana, not to eat bread, macaroni, pasta, cereal, and crackers, whatever. It's not called an Issa Chametz d'rabbana. It only gets a shame, Issa Chametz d'rabbana, only in the Shah Shishis, when it's already an Issa Hano. That would explain. But even according to the Rambam, who holds that Chametz b'Shah Shishis is called Dama Shechiyav and Alav Kareis, that's only Chametz b'Shah Shishis. But Chametz b'Shah Chamishis is not called the Dama Shechiyav and Alav Kareis. That's the Pashtus that Moshe Rabbi Ruchas Mamrim is really part of this whole Briski Rav Shechiyav Kareis Nechaz Chametz and Matzah. If it would have said the Shiur on Monday when I was supposed to, so it would have been Pesach Sheni, so it would have been nice to hear that little piece. I just thought of that now. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So the Rambam has this whole Yisai that you can be chayef as other mamma even if it's a Rambam. So the Rambam takes issue with this. The Rambam and his Rassabbat, the Sefer Mitzvahs, says it can't be how you talk. You're going to kill a guy if you're having a machlekes of a bin Rambam. It's not shayef. It can't be. It doesn't make any sense. So Chaim says, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes in the Rambam and the Rambam? So Chaim says he thinks that the Nekudas HaMachlekes is, how do you understand what Yisurim Derabbanan are all about? Yisurim Derabbanan, Yisurim Klolim, or Yisurim Derabbanan, Yisurim Pratim. So according to the Rambam, it's Nisab Pratim, it's Hashem, it's a Chavetz. So mainly you're going to be Nasa Zaki Mamre on that, because you had a Machlekes on an Isser of Kares, even though the particular details talk about not Kares, but the Isser is a Shem, Isser of Kares. Vashenken, according to the Rabban, you didn't have machlekes in Luchas Chametz. You had a machlekes in Luchas Losal Soro. Losal Soro is not Chayiv Kares for violating Losal Soro. Whatever the Rabban sheet adopted, the Rabban is all about. Real Losal Soro, not Losal Soro. Whatever you want to hold the Daz at Rabban. But Issa Prati, such a kind, clearly it's not going to be. So if that's true, so then the Rambam, which fit in very nicely with the Shitaso, but the Rambam in Hilchas Shechit, the Rambam in the beginning of Masechet Chul, in the Perish of Shnayis, who says that you can become a Mumma L'Chol Shabbos, even for doing an act which is only Yosef Mid Rabbanon, that would fit in with Shitaso, that the Rambam is of the opinion that an act of Chol Shabbos the Rabbanon is called Chol Shabbos, and you're Chol Shabbos for Heskes, and Menela, Shitaso Psuva. Maybe the Rambam disagrees with the Ikhmas Ramban, that it's not called Nisa Prat, it's called Nisa Klolit. This machlekes of Rishonim, which may start in Uchazach and Amri, and spill over now to Cheshchita, this may go in a lot of different directions, so this may also be the root of another major machlekes in the Rishonim. And that's in terms of how to understand the Gemara in the end of Mensaru Mora, a very famous Gemara, where the Gemara talks about the din of Yehurza Yavar. The Gemara is a chiddush that the Gimel Averis of the Zara, the Rice, the Zomim, not only are they themselves Yehargal Yavar, but Kol Abizrai are also Yehargal Yavar. Even if you do Averis in those areas, in those categories of three Averos, which are not quite themselves from the biggies, it means if you do that particular act, you're not going to be Chayav Misa for it, but if it smacks of that Averis, Abizrai, it's the ashes, the dust of that particular Avera, that's also included in this Gzeres HaKosef that the Gimel Averis or Yehargi El Yavo. So an example of this, the Gemara tells the story about the Maise, the Mecha, that one person who got sick, and he wanted to be Mazana with this woman, and went to the doctors, and the doctor says, yeah, the only way to get him out of this situation is Chacham will be Mazana with her, and they came to Chum, they asked, and the Chum said, no, you're not allowed, she heard El Yavo, from the Gimel Averis, and talked, well, Yomos, the Ayyavo. So then the doctor reassessed the situation. He said, no, he doesn't really need mamish to be mizanim. They can do other types of inappropriate activities that will also maybe do the trick. So kuch nefesh, we're back to the chachamim. And the chachamim said, tough, yehar vel yavar, let's have Israel of Gilearayim. So the Gemara is in Machlekes, what the case was. So one day in the Gemara was that the woman was an Eishas Yish, and one day in the Gemara was the woman was a Pnuya. So if the woman was an Eishas Yish, the Gemara says, then the story makes perfect sense. That Taka makes a lot of sense. It's be together with an Eishas Yish, even if it's not to be a mamish, that's clearly yehar vel yavar. But if the woman was only a penuya, what was the big deal? So the Gemara says, you talk about right, that if she was a penuya, so you have to say that it was a hora asha, that the chomer fell, but lo yuvenos Yisrael, you know, the fruits is berayas, which could be very, set a very, very poor precedent, So every Meshuggah is going to say what the Rizal and the woman will tell you, this book of Mantra. So they had to let this person die, even though it was really Shalai Kedin, in the sense of that it really would have been, quote unquote, Mutter to, if it would have been real Ruach Nefesh, they really could have permitted it. But for you see from the Lashon HaGemara that Lu Yitzu, the woman was an Eish Zish, there was no problem understanding what happened. Because the story made perfect sense. If the woman was an Eish Zish, so it made perfect sense that it was Yehar V'Yavor, even though we weren't talking about to the Arayis Mamash, we're talking about much lower levels. If you want to talk about some of the details, what exactly they wanted to do, but it wasn't Kiri Arayis Mamash. So the question is, why is that? What kind of din is that? That when we say that the Gimel Averis are Yehar V'Yavor, even the lower parts, even the dust of the Gimel Averis are also Yehar V'Yavor. So there is a very famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Rabban as to how to understand what the nature of these areas are. Chibuk, v'nishuk, v'rayis, all kind of inappropriate activities with an erva. So what level of isser is this exactly? Is this an isser v'rayis? Is this an isser v'rabban? So the Rambam has this famous vort in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Hilchos Yisrodiya that call a machabek, a nashik, a karev, a boss, or any type of physical contact with an erva is an isser d'araisa. That's called osikuvu l'galas erva. He quotes the Avos Rabbi Nosson. That you can't malchus for its mamash an isser gomer min ha-torah. It's not a mister karis. It's an isser malchus, but it's part of the parish of Gili Arayas. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban of Sefer Mitzvahs writes that that's not true. That it's not really an isser d'araisa of osikuvu. Maybe it's an isser d'araisa of chatushir. See, it throws out that idea. We mentioned that one time this year. Mm-hmm. But the real isser, the isser d'araisa of malchus, it's not. So the Shach brings a raya that the Rambam is correct from this Gemara. The Shach says you seek for from this Gemara that Yehar V'Yavar. So it's Yehar V'Yavar. Isn't that obvious that that's going to be Nisa D'Araisa? How can you say Yehar V'Yavar and Nisa D'Rabbanan? So you see from here that the Rabban is not right. So the Gehagra says that, no, that's exactly what the Rabban holds. But the Rabban holds that even on Nisa D'Rabbanan you could say Yehar V'Yavar. So the question is, now we have Machlokes, the way the Shach is living Pshat in the Rambam, and the Gros is living Pshat in the Rabban, do you say Yehar V'Yavar and Nisa D'Rabbanan or not? So if you would have asked me, I would have said that, oh, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? That's the exact same Nekudas HaMachlekes. What's the nature of Yisurim Derabonim? If Yisurim Derabonim or Yisurim Pratiim, so then it makes sense. It means you could say that the Halacha was formulated that the Gidei Arayis is Yehar V'Yavar. What's called Gidei Arayis? Anything that has a shame is a Gidei Arayis, even though the particular mice that you do may not be Nisa Karis, may not be Nisa Misa, but if it has a shame Gidei Arayis on it, so it's in the parish, it smacks of Gidei Arayis, then you're going to be Chayav. So if you go with that idea that Yisurim Derabbanan or Yisurim Pratiim, so then you could say that maybe that includes Yisurim Derabbanan as well. And once you say that there's a din about Mizraya, Mizraya means that whatever has a shame Gidei Arayis on it, even though it's not a Gidei Arayis proper, is Yehar V'Yavar. So and if you make the next jump and you say that Yisurim Derabbanan or Yisurim Pratiim, you put two and two together. So then you can say Yehar V'Yavar or Yisurim Derabbanan also. But if you hold that Yisurim Derabbanan only Yisurim Kloyim, so then what's Shaykh to say Yehar V'Yavar? So of course the obvious problem of presenting the Shtickle Torah this way is that everyone's on the wrong team. That we would have expected the Rambam should have been the one to say that Yisurim Derabbanan are Yehar V'Yavar. It should have been the Rambam should have put down and say no. That Yisurim Derabbanan. Right. Oh, right. Oh, so the question is: so is there any steer between these two Shtickle Torahs? Is there any problem with the way Reb Chaim is presenting the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of Hilchos Zohin Mamre, which fit in so nicely with the Rambam in terms of Hilchos Shchita? That's what we're learning now, Hilchos Shchita. So we wanted to talk about this. But the Enkei, according to the Ramban, so the two Shtickle Torahs don't seem to go drive together. So the other says it's not a kasha in the Rambam. It's not a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that. The Rambam didn't necessarily hold this Gemara as a raya for him. The Shach was the one who said this Gemara is a raya for him. The Rambam maybe would say, there's no Rambam fakir that says Yisurim Derabbanan not Yehar V'Yavar. So the Shach shtuk this Gemara into be a raya for him. The Rambam himself didn't necessarily say that. So the Rambam is not a problem. The Ramban path is a little bit of a problem. If we're really right in Reb Chaim's view in the Ramban, that the Ramban statement in Hilchos Zohin Mamre is not just an isolated statement of Zohin Mamre. But rather, it's a Yisoy. It's Zohin Mamre. It's a Yisoy that Yisurim Derabbanan in general, that Yisurim Derabbanan are not Yisurim Pratiim, so then it becomes a little bit strange. So it just happened to be Yehar V'Yavar. If it doesn't have a shame, this or Gilead Arayis on it, make it basic to Yehar V'Yavar. So the Emissa answer is that, I shouldn't say the Emissa in contrast with the Gros, but it's that another answer could be The Ramban doesn't really hold that Isum Dirabbanan or Yehar Yahva. What the Ramban holds is the Ramban has an entirely different definition of what Abizrael means. Because the Gemara Zechudish of Abizrael is the Yehar Yahva. What do the words mean? What do the words of Abizrael mean? So there is a Machoikis HaRishon in the beginning of the Sechem Perchem HaSechem Pesachem when the Gemara says that the Chomis Rap and Chut Miatze Asherah, for purpose of the Kuch Nefesh, you're allowed to take any trait of medicine. The one exception that you're not allowed to be misrapid from is Atzi Asherah. What are the words that you're not allowed to be misrapid from Atzi Asherah? Chaisa says that the pashas of the Gemara sounds like the guy's cold, and the doctor says he's got to make a fire, so take the wood, make a fire, and warm the guy up. The Kuch Nefesh. So Chaisa says, what's wrong with that? Why is that Avodah Zarah? That's Nehenna the Avodah Zarah. Nehenna the Avodah Zarah is not Yehar Gal Yavor. Avodah Zarah is Yehar Gal Yavor. So Tata the Chedish Yerah, and that's what he says. The Ram says in that sugya that no, that it means Nehenna the Avodah Zarah. And Nehenna the Avodah Zarah is also Yehar Gal Yavor. But Taisha doesn't say that. So Taisha says, so what is it exactly? So Taisha says, well, it means like this. I'm going to make a fire from Avodah Zarah that's Het Tegomor, the Mokom Pikuach Nefesh. What does it mean? It means that the doctor comes to you and says, I have this voodoo magical wood, and if you do something special with this wood, so you throw it up and down, and you step on it or something that's going to make you all better, because it's a special power for the Zohar is going to heal you. Some meshugadik refuah. So Tosfos says, you're not allowed to do that. So Tosfos says, why not? Tosfos says, the Chola doesn't believe in this mishigas. The Chola doesn't think it's really going to work. He's pulling strings to the end. But he knows he's not the Eved the Avodah Zarah, so what's so gefirla? So Taisa says, Shema Yimshach Achareha. Let's say Taka works. Let's say, boom, that the stuff really works. Not that it really works for Derek, every once in a while. People take pills and they take the placebo, and it also makes them feel better. So maybe they're going to take this pill, they're going to take this, and play with this Avodah Zarah, and it's going to work. So the guy's going to say, aha, it must be that there's Avodah Zarah, that the Avodah Zarah is MS. Shema Yimshach Achareha. So that's what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to set yourself up for a situation of Shema Yimshach Achareha. You have to ask yourself, what are you doing wrong right now? Right now your life's on the line. The only way you potentially heal yourself is to do this trick that this current of a desire is telling you to do. So comes, tells and says, that's called the Herba Yavra. But what are you doing wrong exactly? What's the nature of the Avera? If you don't believe in it anyway, what's the nature of the Avera? So the nature of the Avera is it's going to lead you to the Avera Zara. So you see in your site from Tosfos that Abizrayu doesn't mean that anything that has a shame of the Isser, of the Gimel Averis, is called Abizrayu. Abizrayu means that anything that you do that may lead you to do one of the three Averos, that's called Abizrayu. Even though the action that you're doing right now may not be an action that's also in a Torah. So that's what the Ramban is driving at also. The Ramban holds that Chibu B'nisha Kotakanari Surum Deraisa. You don't have Chayef Malkus on there. But the Matthias Advarim is that they may lead you to there, really there, yeah, they're really Arias. So the Ramban holds that if you ask somebody, I'm a Chayef Malkus for doing Chibu B'nisha, the answer is no, you're not Chayef Malkus because you're talking. I didn't violate an Isser, if they asked on Isser Deraisa. On the other hand, am I allowed to do Chibu B'nisha in order to save my life? The answer is no. Because anything that may potentially lead you to the day of Avera Chamura has the shame of Israel on it, not because Yisurim Derabbanan or Yisurim Prati. The Rabban doesn't buy into that. The Rabban has a whole different Hadgara in terms of Abizrael. Those are interesting. So there was a famous, I think we may have mentioned this one in the Midrashim, maybe there was a famous law case. It was back 30 years ago or so with the Skilet, no? Famous Meister? No, you know?
Yeah.
The Jichle Shana. There was a couple who were, there are a lot of very, very fuzzy parts of the story. I can't, vouch for everything, but I did see part of the legal report on this. So apparently this couple was on a date, they were like skiing or something, I don't know, unless it was booking skiing, I don't exactly understand everything, but apparently they went up on the lift, and apparently if they were left on top of the mountain, they left on top of the lift, I don't know, the kids, the place closed down, and it was stuck somewhere in Shemayim. So the question was what to do at that point. So the girl realized that it was a problem of yichud. The guy didn't seem to be too concerned about it, but the girl realized that it was a problem of yichud. So she jumped and she broke a few bones. So when it came, so she sued. They sued the ski lodge, whatever. So when it was in court, so one of the issues that was revolving around was. Was she religiously required to do what she did? Was she just bound Meshuggah? It may have also been true. Was she just stopped doing something crazy, or did she really feel, maybe rightfully so, that her religion dictated under those circumstances she was obligated to jump and potentially risk her life? So her argument was, that the halacha required of her to jump, because to be overnight with someone she was also to, whatever, so yichud would be asar, and it's yahar gal yavor, and therefore she's required to jump. So she did exactly what Jewish law required of her. So in the court case, it was when they were describing, this was the key word, yichud. They wrote jichud, jihad, J-I-C-H-U-D, jichud. So at the time, we gave a few shiurim to try to explain away. Not at the time that happened, I don't even want that. But when I first heard about it, so we gave some shiurim to try to explain away different stuff in the Yerba Yavar. Boy, it may not necessarily be true. First of all, we're not even sure that Yichud and Nid may not even need their rice altogether, maybe depending on the Ramban and the Ramban. And it could be that Yerba Yavar doesn't require you to do a maisa to get out of it. It could be Yerba Yavar means that Sheikh Al Das saying it, but you're not Machuyev to. This is a tragic big machlokes in the Rishonim about this. That let's say someone's going to come and force you in effect to become an Aved Avodah Zarah. Are you machuyev to kill yourself for that, or are you just machuyev to put your hands down, let them do whatever they want to you? So that was a big question. This was a tragedy in Europe. They used to have what the Rishonim called the Shochti Atinokos, when they used to have sometimes right before a crusade. So the Jews would kill the children, because they were afraid that the goyim would take them and turn them into Avdei Avodah Zarah. So many Rishonim said that was a terrible thing that they were doing, because even if they would take the children, they turn them into Avdei Avodah Zarah. But that's not, you're not mechuyev to take somebody's life to prevent that. You're not mechuyev, you're not allowed to. You're a tzeach for doing that. And other Rishonim seem to not assume that way. Seem to assume that that's all included in Yaharva Yahava means. But even if it means Yahava Gazatzma, Ba'al Yahava. So that was already very, very... there's apparently a very tragic child that appears, I think, in the Archos Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. Archos Chaim writes, it was a Maisa Shahaya that apparently in some town that somebody passed him that they have to be shechel all the teenagers. That's what they did. And then apparently the Goyim came, and I don't know, the Goyim decided they're not going to go to another town. In fact, they left the town alone. And they killed, the children were killed. So there was a very, very big, fight, and we showed him about what exactly we're supposed to do about such a situation. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So it could be that this machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban about of Israel and Gideon Arias. This has nothing to do with this, that our Shtickle Torah is still Kayan, our whole Mahalach in terms of Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of Yisur Plot, and kind of makes a lot of sense. Everything is exactly where we presented it. And this of Israel business is totally irrelevant. This idea that Taisus in one place, in the Sanhedrin, in the Ram Chulin, developed, and a person only becomes a Rasha, Mikan Lahaba, only after the Aveira is over. So this was used to solve a different problem. It was a Sugya that appears in Babakal and Bab Mitzia, about a Shtar Shekasu by Rivis. Gemara quotes that if you have a Shtar that's clearly written, yes, it has Rivis written into it. So what exactly is the status of the shtar? So obviously to collect the ribbis, that's out of the question. You can't collect. The question is if the rest of the shtar kosher or not. So there's a machlokes as to none. Maybe we should say we should knas. If the guy did such a terrible aveira with the right shtar, sheish for ribbis, so then we're not going to let him use the shtar to collect anything. And the Rambam said, no, we're not going to make a knas. Back and forth, the whole sugya, the Gemara, the shtar. So it comes to Isis in Baruch Kama, and asks this a very simple question. He says, wait a second, the shtar is possible no matter what. Forget about knas. The shtar is meaningless. Because the Edom Apsulim. Because the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, the first parable also similar to Lav Neshech, that means that not only is there an Isser of Ribbis for the Lov and the Malav, but there's an Isser for the Edom and for the Seifim and the Dayanim and the lawyer, whoever's participating in the deal, is helping out, and whoever's involving to make this deal of Ribbis go through is in violation of an Isser Deraisa, also similar to Lav Neshech. So Taisa says the Edom Apsulim. So of course the Shtar is possible. What is the Tanan talking about? Is the Shtar possible with the Rabbanim? Because we make a Knaas, not make a Knaas. The Shtar is possible in the Torah with the Edom Apsulim, because they were showing. So Taisa dug up the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Metzia, that the Gemara says in a certain case that if a person that a person does a certain aveira, but he doesn't have chap, he doesn't realize what he's doing is wrong, so he's b'shtoshayeg, so the Gemara says like l'sachma, so the Gemara says l'sachma, the inish b'lo dami mashmahu. That if a person violates, if a person, let's say, asks somebody for a property and gives them the money and he takes it, and he really is maksul, really pesters them, and takes the money, and he takes the property, so the Gemara says that people don't really think that that's anything wrong, because people think l'sachma means below dami mashmahu, but people think l'sachma means when you grab it without actually paying, but if you really pay for it, so then you didn't really do anything wrong. So whether or not the people are right or not, it happens to be 2 days in place. It happens in the beginning, but we see a quote that some one day says the tata right, tata lo sachma not lo dummy, not only the inchi lo dummy mashmu, but the return is also the mashmu. It means tata they did not violate lo sachma. The other day is the tata say no, that is called lo sachma. But the reason why they ate manapsu because they didn't chab, they didn't understand what they were doing was wrong. So the Gemara has that in Sanhedrin. Also in the third part, that if a guy does certain averas and he doesn't realize that what he's doing is an avera, Gemara says that there used to be people who used to bury people on Yom Tov Rishon. So that was Mr. Deraisin, and to do malachas and Yom Tov Rishon for Kfura. And the days then used to put them in the Chayram, and used to beat them up, and they would still do it, every year they would still do it. So the Gemara says those people are still kosher the ages. So the Gemara says, why are they kosher the ages? They realize what they're doing is wrong. They didn't put them in the Chayram, don't they realize they're doing something wrong? The Gemara says, no, they don't really realize they're doing something wrong. They think they're really doing something right. And Bezdin is just putting them in the chayim just for PR, just so people should think that they're going along. They think Bezdin is really on their team. You see how people think very, work. Every year, the same thing's happening. Bezdin is putting the same guys in the chayim, and they think, no, Bezdin's really on our side, and the reason why they're doing it is that other people shouldn't be mazals on the other. We're really the tzaddikim. So people like the theme of that Gemara, people like to believe whatever they like to believe. So here also, Taisa says that. That Los Sassimil of Meshach, the Olam doesn't think that means the Eidim, that means the Malbe, the Loive, me, the Eidim, what did I do? I didn't do anything. But the Eidim, well, I didn't do anything wrong. So Tanz says, so that's why the Eidim are Ksheyim, because they didn't really do anything, Lashitosim, they didn't really do anything wrong, but Lamaisa, they really are, what they really did was a terrible thing. So the Ketzos, there's a famous, I put the Ketzos on the Ketzos. The Ketzos, the famous parrot of his cash in the Sidon of Days, where the Ketzel says, no, that he thinks that the end of the Torah, so this cash that Tosas is like Tosas says in Sanhedrin, like the Ram says in Chulin, that a person only becomes possible after the Aveira is over. So what's the Isser of being made on the Shtar Sheish Baribis? That means to sign your name on the Shtar, which has Ribis written into it. When you finish signing your name, so you're like, Eidim Achshum al-Shtar Nasmish Nechra Edusim Bezim, means that you're like made on the, you're being made on the Ribis now, but you only became a made on Ribis after you finished the Chasima. So the nice of the Shtar Sheish means the Shtar's kasha because you only become possible at a after the Aveira is over. Similar to what Taisa says to Gabi Muma. And the Ketzos just qualifies this Chiddush of his, and he says, this is really more of a Sanhedrin topic, but the Ketzos says that there are really two different types of Rishayim in Halacha. There's what's called a Rosh of the Chamas and a Rosh of Lach of Chamas. That's the beginning of the third part of Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, according to Rava, there is only one type of Rosh. It's only a Rosh of Chamas. The Torah says, Liyos Ei Chamas. The Rava says, the only possible ages, if you do some kind of an Aveira, which is in the realm of money, none of us possible ages, or the way most of the Rishonim seem to explain, is that if you do some kind of an Aveira Le'teyavon, say, Ichaz Le'teyavon, so that's also like a Rosh of the Chamas. Why? Because Rosh of the Chamas means that the person, has no principles. He doesn't have any, he falls into anything. Someone gives him a couple of dollars, so he'll do an Aveira. So just as the guy can't control his Yetzer Hara when he's standing in front of McDonald's, he succumbs to his Yetzer Hara. So too, if somebody offers him $5 to be made a shek, he'll also fall in. Well, the guy is a ganav. He does all kind of Aveiras which are money-oriented, or not necessarily money-oriented, but in a sense, succumbing to one's temptations oriented, so that's all considered to be like a rush of the Chamas, and that's possibly Yedus Minatari. But Rabbi said, let's say you have a guy who doesn't do those kinds of Aveiros. He's a very principled guy, he just has a little bit wrong principles. He's what's called an Ochel Mevelis, Ochel Mevelis Da'atiyam, is Ochel Mumu Ochel Mevelis Da'achis. That means he doesn't fall into his Yetzirah when he comes to McDonald's, he doesn't, he doesn't consider that to be anything, whatever. It's not that he believes you're not supposed to eat trade, but he falls in anyway. He's not gross, the whole thing. So Rava says that such a person is not a kosher the atheist, because the hate of Hazy is going to lie. Atheist, so he doesn't have to be such a religious person. He just has to be an honest person. So if you know he's an honest, principal person, so then you don't have to be chashish that he's going to lie. And Abaye says no. Abaye says that such a person is also possible to be in the Torah. We pass him like Abaye. That's called the Rosh Lav de Chomos. So why exactly is a Rosh Lav de Chomos possible to be what the Rosh makes a lot of sense. What's the pshat in Abaye? So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. How to learn pshat in Abaye? So is Abaye saying that in a chinami, Rav is right in terms of is there a chashash mashak? Are we really afraid that the guy's going to lie? Rav is right. The guy's an honest, ethical person. So they have to say he's going to lie. He's going to lie. They did. But the Torah says Rosho. The Torah says that Al Tashas Yachin Rosho Liosid Chamos. So whereas Rav learned pshat that Al Tashas Yachin Rosho Liosid Chamos means a Rosho di Chamos is possible. Abaye said, no, anyone who has a shame, Rosha is possibly Aedis. The same way a Karav is possibly Aedis, the same way a teacher is possibly Aedis. Not because we're afraid that any of them are going to lie. Moshe the Aaron can't be made together. So this exists a cause that a Rosha is a shame, Sula, but not that necessarily Cheshire is going to be Mishach. Is that the Pshat and Abaye? But the Pshat and Abaye, then no, that Abaye disagrees philosophically in a sense, psychologically in a sense, with Rava. The way Rava said that, I'm going to make it really global, you cannot have ethics without a halakha. So Abaye says, no, it's not true. You can't assume that a person is going to be a moral, upstanding, ethical person unless he's bound by the dictates of halakha. So the person doesn't keep the mitzvahs, so then you can't just assume that he's going to be a kosher, that he's going to assemble, not going to be made a sheker. So according to Rava, according to Abaye, it could be that the Rosha, even the Rosha Lava Chamos, is also a chashash mishaker. Not just a gzeres across the yam, it's a chashash mishach. This is a big, big machlokes in the poskim. It's a very serious nafkaminas medina about someone who's a rosh alav de chamos, one of the most important possible nafkaminas to be, the guy that they didn't have to not for an isha. Let's say you have a woman's husband disappears, and you have only one aid who comes in, and the one aid happens to be someone, let's say he's not a chmevenos leteyavan, he's a chmevenos lemahachis. So whatever that definition of that means. So is that person having that monos or not? So the din is that, let's say a bank robber comes in and says that a woman's husband died, so you can't believe it. The Gemara says that if a guy's a Rasha de Chamas, so then he's a Chashash Mashakas, so we don't trust his word, that he may be, someone's trying to pay him off to be made. Maybe he wants to marry this woman, whatever it is. Could be all kind of, immoral, unethical things that are going on here. So then we have to be Chashash that the guy's not telling the truth. But if you have a type of a person who's possibly Aedus, not because of Chashash Mashach, but because there's a technical psul, let's say a Karav. So a Karav is Ne'eman to say that a husband died, or an Isha. An Isha is Ne'eman to say that that a husband died. But when there's a Chashash Mashach, you don't believe by Aedus, Lahatu Isha. Whereas if you're dealing with the Xeris HaKosos, then it would be okay. So that's a big Machoy Gizah Poskim. If you have a Rasha, Lav the Chomus, what's the din? He's the only guy. This could be a very real shali. If a guy out on the battlefield, the only person who sees the person gets killed is someone who's not from, someone who we normally wouldn't accept in Beis Din. We normally say this person is a Rasha, he's a Rasha of the Chavos, let's say. He maybe seems like an honest, ethical person, but halacha ma'aseh, can he be accepted in real Eidus? So the answer is clearly not, because it would be passed in like a Kabbalah, because one of the Avogams. But can he be accepted in this type of Aedus, which you don't really need a kosher aid, you just have to overcome any chashash of a mashach, but that would depend on this machlokes. So the Ketzos is working with the assumption that there is a fundamental difference between the Rosh Alav de Chomos and the Rosh de Chomos. But the Rosh Alav de Chomos, so it's not really a chashash mashach, it's just a gzeres across the Bialma. Whereas the Rosh of the Chamos is really a chisar in the Neman. It's not even a rabbi. Everyone agrees that's a chisar in the Neman. That's a Ramash HaChashash Meshachim. So says the Ketzos, this chiddush that he just said, that an aid only becomes possible in the Kan after the day is over. So he says he thinks that's only true when you're dealing with a Rosh Lav the Chamos. But if you're dealing with a Rosh of the Chamos, so then he thinks that Vadi become possible for that aid is itself. Says the Ketzos, it's Kan Lachimim. If the nature of the psul of Rosh Hashanah Chumash is that there's a chashash mashach here, so ma'adach, if a guy robbed the bank one time, yechashi, he's going to lie for the rest of his life until you know he did tshuva. So kal v'chonya, in that case itself, how can the person be made? If the avera gufa, that's what you'd be choshish, that shows us that he's not an honest fellow, so if that creates the chashash mashach alagabi other dinei Torah, kal v'chonya is going to affect his ability to be honest in his particular dinei Torah. So Tzai says it's inconceivable that if you're dealing with the psul of Rosh Hashanah, that the person shouldn't become posel l'mafreya from the time of the Avera, even from the Tchilas Avera. It's only because, as it says, that he assumes the halacha, like those poskim, that the nature of the psul of Rosh Lav Dechamas is not a chashash mashach, it's just a gezeres akos of the yama. So gezeres akos of the yama, so that's only when you get the shem Rosh on you, so since Tosfos in Iran said you only become a Hashem Rasha after the Aveir is over, so what did happen? You only get a Hashem Rasha after the Aveir is over. So he goes halfway. He says that it's true that there's this Chiddush in Hilchos Psuli Eidus, that you only become Pasul after the fact, but that would only be true by Rishayim of Lav Dechamas. Maybe the reason why Tosfos didn't go down was because he didn't give that teretz. That Tosfos said that the only reason why the Chais and the Eidus is the Shtashish for Ribbis is Kasher is because of the technical thing that he didn't realize he was doing something wrong, but we could see he knew he was doing something was wrong, so what happened would be a proud even a Mafreya. Maybe Tosfos held that a Rosh Allah of the Chomis is also a Chashash Meshachis. Maybe Tosfos held that you can't differentiate between the two. So this is the Chiddush of the Ktos, basing himself on this Tosfos and on this Ran, but he limits it in terms of his understanding of the two types of Rishonim. So the Eidim on Ribbis, that's not a Rosh Nechamas. Ma'alva Beribbis is a Rosh Nechamas. Maybe Yalova Beribbis is a Rosh Nechamas. Eidim won't have to gain. Doing a favor, I'm signing on the Shashish Beribbis. That's like an Echam and Echachis. I don't care. I don't gain, I'll lose. I'm not falling into succumbing to any terrible Yetzirah. The guy has been signing the Shashish. Signing the Shashish, big deal. And the person says, you're not allowed, a big deal, I don't care. It's like the guy who eats the cheeseburger, couldn't care less one with the other. He didn't fall into his Yetzara. So that type of a rush is a rush of the Chumash. Maybe you can argue, he only becomes possible in the Kaim Lahaba. Then to support this idea, the Tzoyz does something which, again, I don't claim to be a bulky in every Tzoyz, but I've seen one or two Tzoyzim over the years, and I never remember the Tzoyz doing anything like he does at the end of this. Anyone saw the end of this piece? He gives you like a tell you would say to Shalosh Shudas. He says that he says Smach Ladova. This chiluk, you heard?
No.
Have you heard it before? No. He says Smach Ladova. You've been to Shalosh Shudas before.
Yes.
He says Smach Ladova. He says a pshepel. He writes pshepel and chumash. He says it says in the Torah Al Tashes Yabcha in Russia. Leo said Chamas. So he uses the word Russia before the word aid. Okay? And it says in Parshas Shoftim, Yakum aid Hamas, the Ishlanos Basara. There it uses the word of this aid before it uses the word Hamas, which is the description of the rishus that the person is doing. He says, what's the difference? Says, oh, that's the difference. He says in Parshas Mishpatim, so this Torah is talking about Russia, there's a lot of Russia at the Chumas. So the only time that he's possible to be an aide is only if he's our Russia first. He first has to be Kaveh, then he's our Russia. Natasha Zelchim, Russia, you have to have a shame Russia. And if you have a Russia, then he can't be an aide. Whereas in Pasha, Shelton was talking about a guy as an aide Zaymeh, so a guy was doing it for money, you know. So Kiyakum, aide Echad, Echamas, Echlan of Basar. So then, even though he's an aide, there's nothing wrong with him at the time he's being made. No, it doesn't matter. It's going to turn out with Mafreya that he's possible. I don't know. He writes that he's only kidding. It's not really a mock of what he's saying. But he said he just felt he would share this with, in case you thought it was cute. I thought it was very fascinating. So most people don't get to this last piece, but that's the final line in that synonym that Gary didn't get there.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one last Nakuda about. There's one last Nakuda about Shochet Shabbos that the Acharonim talk about, and that's the question of the Yavim Mahani. So the Gemara has in the beginning of Sefer Tamura, Beit Shmuel, Zabai and Rava, about what's the din if a person does an Aveira. Torah says you're not allowed to do certain things, and that action usually should bring a chalos with it. So do we say, it means you can't do a chalos against what the Torah says you're not supposed to be doing. It can't be chal. So what did you do wrong then? So the answer is that you try to do something wrong. You get malchus for attempted. Even though you didn't really create the chalos shel Yisrael, the fact that you tried, that's a problem. And according to the other day in the Gemara, the chalos adem rachmana i'ovid. So mahati, nechinami, that you can create a chalos even against what the Torah says, and that's gufa. The fact that you get malchus for doing what you weren't supposed to have done. So in the middle of that, so the easiest example, whether it's the right example or wrong example, the Gemara discusses, the easy example I could think of is the case of the owner Shigiresh. Person is ma'anis, a woman, so the Torah says he has to marry him, he's not allowed to divorce her. So what if he goes and he writes her get and gives it to her? Is the get chal or not? So the Gemara at first thinks that that's the issue. If you hold that you can't create a chalais against the first person, lo yuchal shalcha. So the guy who tried to mishalecha, he gets tapen alchal. So why is he chayav malchus? Because he tried. He get malchus for effort. And the other day he says no. That yavid mahani tapen to get will be chal. Could be he made me mechuyav to remarry her. Or yamad be'amud the hatzik. But in terms of was the get chal, she'll go be mezana with somebody before he's remekadosh. So tapen she's not an issue. And so that's a shah, that's a conceptual issue. How to understand when the Torah says you can't do this chalos, if you go ahead and do it, is it going to chas? It's a very long sugya, very hot sugya. The Gemara brings back and forth raya's. It's about three blah in the Gemara says Tmura. And at the end of the day, the Gemara says that there aren't too many nafkaminas, because the Gemara says every time a pasuk to show whether this is an exception or not an exception, if the Gemara beginning of Pesachim, the second break of Pesachim, whereas a shah that whenever the Torah says you can't eat something, is that Isra no anah. So the Gemara says, oh, it's a major machlokes of Yavo and Chizkiyah. Then the Gemara goes through all the 25 different cases in the Chumash and says, no, this is a positive, that's a positive, this is a positive. So what's enough? Gemin, not me, is Chulshah Shutubi Azar. Okay, so you run down steam a little bit, the Sugya. So the same thing happens in Tmur also. The Gemara has 35 different nafkaminas, and at the end of the day, the Gemara ends up with very, very limited what the actual machlokes in between Abai and Rabba was all about. I was literally beginning with Sechas Tmura when I got engaged. So I started Tmura, I started when we got engaged. And I started the beginning of the sugi over the Mahani, by the time I got married, I was still in the same sugi. It was three blot later, I wasn't learning that much those days, we had a short engagement. So it was mamash the same, came out the same same exact sugi. It's a very, very long sugi, but at the end of the day, there are a lot of side tangents in the sugi. At the end of the day, there's not that much in terms of what real nafkaminas are there. So the Acharonim pick up on this sugya and they say, wait a second, Hashem can be Shabbos for Tosaf Sher, is that the Yadav HaMahani? We should pass the Shechita because the Yadav HaMahani. The Torah says, you're not allowed to Shechita and Shabbos, it's what's on Sekhar Malacha. Let's declare that the whole Shechita is null and void. So it's funny that the Rishonim didn't ask this kasha. Well, that's my knowledge, I don't think any of the Rishonim bothered with this kasha. The Rishonim bothered with the kasha of Shechita's Mumar, but none of the Rishonim thought of this kasha. So what are some of the terutzim to this kasha? So the Shach has offended Baruch Hashem Mishnah. The Shach says that Yadav HaMahani means that the action is mamish osur lagamrei the olam void, whereas Asherei b'Shabbos is only also one day a week. That's not called kumlos to the other one. Losavi means like the onus is not in the garish this wife the olam void. Whereas over here the Torah just says one out of 7 days ain't going to work on Saturday. Don't shecht an animal on Shabbos, but on Tuesday you're allowed to shecht. So that's not called losavi. No sabbath, it's a technical term. So the Chavis Das, at the beginning of the Shchita, gives us a lumbish shavar as to what this Isra V'yadav HaMahani is all about. So says the Chavis Das, V'yadav HaMahani means that Lu Yitzuya will declare that what you did was null and void, that'll be worth it. It means you'll gain something from it. That'll be Nesak and Yisra. If a catch went to, if Lu Yitzuya, the Allah will declare, Lo Savin Yavid Lamahani, so it turned out you didn't really violate the Issa itself. You may still get your mouth for effort. That's true. You didn't really violate the Issa. So says the Chavis Das, by Sheikhi the Shabbos, so we're going to declare the Shechita is Psul. The Zolzan will say, Shechita, the Vedas, the Iliad in Shechita. Yechayev Sfil on Shabbos for shooting an animal also, because the Issa is Matilos Meshabra. So, Maya Hanile Rabban, Maya Hanile Atayr, how does the claw of Yavid Lamahani help you in terms of minimizing the Issa Kiyuzet? The Yavid Lamahani only makes sense like with Onish Agirish. So Onish Agirish, the Issa of Loyuchal Shalcha means to be Magarja. So if the Halacha will say that the Gerish is not Chal, so it turns out you wrote it about you gave a piece of paper which had your name and her name and said some nice things on it, not such nice things on it. But it didn't mean anything. You gave up a worthless piece of paper. So your Taka didn't do Loyuchal Shalcha, you weren't Magarja. So that's what Yavid Lamahani makes sense. Because over here, if we're going to say Yavid Lamahani, we'll say the Shchit is no good. Very nice. And therefore, see, so the same as Sadir Eis. It didn't tell you, it's like a shot the arm. Yeah, no. So that's not necessarily true. That killing an animal may or may not be makabel, depending on, you may want other things. Now, maybe the tikkun, for the skin, whatever, you can have other things. Other things about that. That's the Chavis Das, as you said. It's based on that, and it comes up with an unbelievable chiddush. She says, maybe that's the beer in the following discussion the Tosfos can have in the Siman Aleph about sometimes until you had the pound decided, they only want there to be 1 pound shechet. You don't want any competition shechet, it's not going to be good for the kasher standards of the community. 1 pound shechet, the rope looks at it, and fine. So the Eleven and Down make a takana that anyone who shechets without permission of, do this shechet, so we're going to trace up all your meat. So the guy goes down and doesn't listen, he opens up his own little slaughterhouse and he shechets. So what's the din? Is the shlita kosher or not? So whether we should put the guy in chayyim or not, the guy has a technical issue. Is the meat kosher or not? So he did a good shlita. The bottom line is the aidim saw. He did a great shlita. The shlita is gevaldic. Is there any reason to pass on the shlita? So some achrayim say, yeah, the shlita is no good. What? Who are we? Well, why what shlita is no good? So the Chavis Da says, the shlita is no good because the ovid lo mahani. Why? Says, this is worse than Shechem B'Shabbos. Shechem B'Shabbos, so the Isser is the Tilos B'Shabbos, so we're going to declare the Shechem B'Shabbos, you're still violating the Tilos B'Shabbos, therefore the Yavad Amari doesn't kick in. Whereas up here, the Takana, the Chayim HaKal, was not the Shech, there was no Chayim HaKal not to shoot animals. So the guy went ahead and did a Ma'aseh Shechita. If we'll declare that the Shechita is Takana Veila, so then it'll turn out that he didn't really violate the Isser, so then that's called the Yavad Lomahani. So since he violated the Chayim HaKol, the Nedrach, whatever the Yisr, the Koyach of the calls to make the Shavuos Rabbah, whatever you want to call it, so this guy did something wrong. So that doing something wrong will be the Yavad Lomahani. Mamish, so it's still counterintuitive. Shechet B'Shabbos, and this is Skila, and that the Shechit is still kosher. Because Yavad Lomahani doesn't kick in. Whereas the guy who doesn't listen to the rabbi, and say, Yavad Lomahani, then the whole Shechit is doesn't avail him, there I said, because Yavad Lomahani. It's a strange thing, but sometimes strange things in life, like two things, as it comes after we present it. Okay. Hopefully tomorrow we'll continue with the next video.